Third Aliyah of Parshas Korach begins with Hashem telling Moshe and Aaron after there was this great assembly brought by Korach to rebel against Moshe and Aaron, and everybody took their machtos, everybody took their shovels with the esh and with the ketores, and they stood for this face-off with Moshe and Aaron. Ve'akel aleihem Korach es kol ha'idah el Pesach el Moed. Korach assembled all of the aid, all of the community against Moshe and Aaron, but to the door of the Yael Moed, Vayira Kveid Hashem al Kol Ha'idah, and the Kveid Hashem, the presence of Hashem, appeared before the whole community. So the Pasuk says, Hashem said to Moshe and Aaron, Hibadlu mitoich ha'idah hazois v'achaleh isam kiroga. Separate from this community, from the midst of this community, so I can destroy them instantaneously. And they fell upon their face, Moshe and Aaron, and they said, as the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, who's Avlekei Aruchais, the God of the spirits of all flesh, will one man sin, and Al Kol Ha'edah Tikzayf, and yet you will be angry against everybody. That was the protest. And Hashem responds, and he says, "Daber el ha'idah le'mor he'alu misavil mishkan Korach Dason v'Aviram." Tell everybody so they should move away from Korach, Dason, and Aviram. And we know what eventually ends up happening. Those, the primary sinners, end up getting swallowed up. Rashi says, "Amkela lekei aruchais l'chol basar." So he says that this is not the only place, I mean, Rashi doesn't say it this way, but this is not the only place where we find this expression, but the nature of the expression is always the same. Says Rashi, Yodea Machshavos, when we speak about Hashem as the God of the spirits of people, is that Hashem understands the spirit and the thoughts of each person. Ein midas chol kimidas basar v'adam. You're not like people. Melech basar v'adam shasar chalav miktas medina eini yodea miyachaytei. When a king faces an insurrection, he doesn't know exactly who was involved, who wasn't involved. So he practices collective punishment. But you understand the nature, the inclination, the thoughts of each person. So if that's the case, if one person sins, you're going to get angry. You're gonna get angry and vent your fury against everybody. So Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu Yafa Amartem, Hashem said, good point. Ani Eidea Umeidea Michata Miloichata. I know, and therefore I will differentiate and I will let be known who sinned and who did not. This is the response according to Rashi, the give and take according to Rashi. The difficulty is, of course, that if that's the case, what was Rabbeinu Shalom thinking? What is Rabbeinu Shalom thinking? He's going to destroy everybody when, in fact, there are only some who sinned and some who did not. Rabbeinu Hananel is quoted by the Ramban, and is found as well in the separate commentary of Rabbeinu Hananel, that Hashem was correcting Moshe Rabbeinu. It wasn't that Moshe Rabbeinu was bringing up something that the Rabbeinu Shalom hadn't thought of, but it wasn't Yofa Amarta, like Rashi says, you know, good point, maybe I shouldn't destroy everybody, only the sinners. But that instead, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling him, no, that's not what I meant at all. All along, I was only going to destroy Atzas Korach. And he says, when I said, Hibadlu mitoich ha'edah, when I said separate from the community, I wasn't just speaking to you, but I was speaking to everybody. And I was saying, you know, Daber el ha'edah lemar he'alu misaviv. A modification, which is not really a change, but just a clarification of the original intent. That's the way Rabbeinu Hananel learns. Ramban cites this, and he has a very hard time with this pshat, to say originally that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was told, Hibadlu mitoicha eida hazais, to say that the eida refers to Korach, Dason, and Aviram, three people, very hard to say. It sounds like it's the whole community. So, Mirat Hashem, we don't have time tonight to say, but it's a very fundamental issue here. This notion of collective punishment of how it relates to the before and after of Moshe Rabbeinu's claim. Yes, Hashem, hopefully we'll have time in the next few days and we'll be able to look at it and see other approaches. Rabbi Hanani ben Akashi, Ratzach Rosh Baruch Hu.